A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Hot Me Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Show Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Show Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Show Crowd of Solana. Welcome to the Show
with the three amigos, Hot Me Crowd and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowd, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You speak the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
holy mackerel. If anyone is watching some World Cup soccer this afternoon, Argentina and Egypt. Egypt up 2-0 in what minute? It was had to be after the 60th minute because DJ, my son, texted me that he bet Argentina down 2-0 in the 60th minute. I saw Messi. I'm at the studios, and I was with our general manager, Claudia, and I was sitting in her office. We were watching the match, and I saw Messi score the equalizer. So it was 2-2. And now, in stoppage time, they're in the 100th minute. So stoppage time really should be over at some point because there were 7 minutes added. Argentina's up 3-2. They were down 2-0. They are up 3-2.
This is some fun soccer.
This is fun.
I don't know if it's fun soccer, but I enjoy watching this.
Oh, though, how is this not fun? I mean, to be down 2-0, I'm assuming they were huge favorites coming into this game.
Massive favorites. And it's not disrespect to Egypt. Like,
it's Argentina.
this would have been one of the biggest upsets probably in World Cup history. And they're up 2-0.
They had it.
Romero scored the first goal for Argentina in the 79th minute. So through 78 minutes, Egypt was controlling this game up 2-0. That goal by Mustafa Zico that put him up 2-0, there it is, it's over, was a golazo, and Argentina is going to move on.
That's crazy.
Shouldn't they have parked the food truck when they're up 2-0?
That's what led to their demise, no joke. Like, they were coming out, they were attacking, they were pressing, and the second they go up 2-0, they kind of make some subs, they push themselves back to hold on to a 2-0 lead, and now you're giving Argentina all the space in the world to just have this relentless attack into the box, and they're too talented to, you know, to allow them to do that.
You almost have to stay on the aggressive.
You have to. It doesn't mean...
And you see it in football all the time, right? We always talk about it. Someone goes into a prevent defense.
Right.
They always say, what, prevent defense just prevents you from winning? Like, I mean, that you're giving a team a lot of opportunities to be aggressive, and Egypt coughs up.
Crazy.
Like Solana just said, possibly one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. And this is, by the way, equivalent, I'm guessing, to that Patriots Super Bowl, but the entire comeback only happening in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Because if this started in the 79th minute, like, it was over.
It was the fourth quarter.
It was over.
It was the fourth quarter.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Insane.
This is fun.
Now, let us turn our attention to last night.
Oof.
I didn't know if I was watching USA or Uruguay.
That's cute.
Do we have a rim shot? I have a couple of these to get off. Do we have any kind of rim shot sound effect? Hold on. I'm going to try this again.
You're going to say the Uruguay one again?
Well, I'm going to do all my lines again. I think it's going to hit harder.
Line them up, Hawk. You like that one? Line them up, because I lost money on everybody.
Right. Yeah. We have a rim shot, Jimmy? All right. I didn't know last night if I was watching USA or Uruguay.
Cute.
I think the USA could have won if they added 3 days of stoppage time. You know, I want to nominate Christian Pulisic for the FIFA Peace Prize. Piece of garbage. All right, that's all I got.
That's good.
Thank you. I wrote those down this morning. Yeah, I thought, I workshopped them on Witty and Appel last night.
We're good. That was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah.
I had hood guys. I had homeboys watching that game, and they're texting me like, bro, why are you texting me about this damn game?
Right,
I said, my bad, big
people,
homie.
Like, people start – I think there are plenty of USA fans who really last night was their first exposure. They didn't watch any of the group stage and maybe didn't watch the first match. And now everyone's talking about last night. And so it's like Monday night, you're sitting down with your family, and it was embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is it? But Solana, and you're our soccer expert on this show. I heard you on with Joe earlier. They are just better players. Like, all I saw, my infant mind of soccer, they are more talented. They are more precise with their passes. They are more precise with their shots. They are just better players than we have. It's no coaching. It's nothing like that. Their passes were always on point, and we kicked the ball over everybody's head.
Right, but yesterday the U.S., it wasn't just that Belgium had more quality on the pitch. Yesterday the U.S. looked like an AYSO team playing U-12.
Right.
The talent gap is not that large.
Why did they look that bad last night?
I don't know if the moment was too big for them, and I'm talking about the stars, the best players, Christian Pulisic, Sergino Dest, Weston McKennie, even Flo Balogun. Yesterday, I don't know if the entire the red card being rescinded maybe led to some mixed emotions going into the game, or I don't know. I don't know how that impacted them internally. But what you saw yesterday was a USA team that up until that point proved that they were ready for that moment. A rematch against Belgium in the exact same round where they should have won in 2014. And Chris Wondolowski had one of the worst misses in American sports history in stoppage time that would have won them the game and put them into the quarterfinal. They could have shook those demons. And instead, what you got was a team that once again proved they didn't belong on that stage. And I expected not necessarily a win, but a team that looked like they belonged. And it's not even like Belgium necessarily is the best team at this tournament, but they looked like the best team at this tournament, and the U.S. looked like one of the worst teams to advance out of the group stage yesterday.
And Solana, just let me know what Matt Freeze was supposed to do, because I know it's not what he was supposed to do when he ran out there with that goofball stuff.
No, yeah, he's supposed to give it to the other team. That's exactly what
I mean, that honestly looked like amateur hour. That was amateur hour. And I don't know why he pulled back the kick. He obviously felt something behind him, but if you're feeling something behind you, to me, that's more reason to get the ball out of there.
Hesitated, and what's surprising there is he did everything perfect until that point. He was up on his line properly.
In the first 90 seconds of the match was a great save.
Yeah, well, I think the second goal was his fault, too. Nobody's really talking about it, but I'm talking about on that specific play where he leaves his box, he intercepts a pass, he approached it perfectly, played it with his chest perfectly, passes the defender, like he does everything perfect, and then it's almost like he froze and didn't know what to do. And any goalkeeper, I know we joke about me being a fourth team all day, but no joke, I played goalie my entire life. Basics, fundamental goalkeeping.
Get rid of it.
The second you control it, you're putting that ball into the 35th row on the other side of the stadium.
Right.
Don't even.
If you have any concerns of someone being near you, around you, not knowing where anyone is, just launch it.
Especially in that moment.
Isn't that like a quarterback just getting rid of the ball?
You get rid of it. You don't mess with it. You don't even consider the possibility of you turning it over because it's fine. You just get rid of that play, and that dangerous opportunity goes away in an instant. And it looked like he tried to stop the ball once he got by the Belgian player and then was going to make a decision, second-guessed himself, and he froze, and then he just whiffed on the ball because he got nervous, which, again, that is like rudimentary stuff. Yeah. He looked like a goalkeeper that should not have been in that position in that play. Should not have been on the field for that play. Embarrassing.
If I could tell that wasn't what it's supposed to look like, it's obvious that he messed up pretty bad.
Embarrassing, man. Embarrassing. To lose like that, because even in that second half, they make the sub, Sergino Dest comes on, and they put in Gio Reyna. The first, I want to say, 8 to 10 minutes of that second half, I'm not saying the U.S. was dominant by any stretch of the means, but they looked like a team that was going to have a chance to equalize. They looked like a team that was pressing forward again, and though it was getting back to their identity a little bit with just more presence in the midfield of Gio Reyna. And then Christian Pulisic kicks the opposing player. He's out with an injury. And while your goalkeeper is just giving away a goal, your substitutes, and I don't mean this to demean the U.S., but your substitutes to change the course of the game down two goals with 30 minutes left to go are Berhalter, and Lukaku is coming in for Belgium. Like, it's just, it's a different...
There's a talent gap there.
It's a different...
Yes.
There's a talent gap.
It's totally
different. But like you said, even with the talent gap, USA looked like a team that we did not see this entire tournament.
At all. So, at all.
Very disappointing.
The moment was too big.
Yeah.
Was the moment too big?
Yeah, I it's hard to...
Pochettino didn't have him ready. Your thoughts? 305-776. What's our number?
Hey, man. I like Lukaku, whatever his name is.
Lukaku?
He came in there balling.
He did come in there balling.
You can't argue that the moment wasn't too big for them because look how they played. Like, they just played absolutely awful.
For those of you watching on the YouTube stream who think I'm wearing a Cinnabon shirt, I am not.
Cinnabon.
Cinnabon shirt. Solana gave me that a few months ago, and I forgot I had it. And then I saw it in the closet today, and I was like, I bet we get a Bron decision today. I'm going to wear my Cinnabon shirt.
So, no. He's going to wait. He's going to wait. I was watching ESPN today.
Cinnabon.
Tomorrow is the 16-year anniversary of the decision.
No.
Why no?
It doesn't feel like it could be 16 years.
2010. Wow. And this is 2026.
16 years have passed since the decision?
Seems like yesterday.
Tell you what, man. Jim Gray is rolling over in his grave.
Has he left us?
No, he's still here.
Jim is alive. Yeah. He's rolling over in his bed.
That's the bar he hangs out at, the grave.
Rolling over. Okay. And he has a bed at the grave?
Giannis is wearing number 7, not number 34. He's wearing number 7. Marlins are a wild card team at this very moment. That's crazy.
But it should be.
No, they should not be.
Marlins? They should.
The Marlins going into this season, you expected them to be a playoff team?
No, I didn't. I'm saying the the roster and things that they have, you know, you expect them to be a playoff team. But, yeah, they have the one of the low, what's the third lowest roster?
But that's the thing. I don't expect them to be a roster. I don't expect them with this roster to be a playoff team. Do you see players on some of the other rosters compared to our roster?
And y'all want to question Clayton McCullough for pulling out Jury. Seems like he's doing something right.
They were running away with that win, and it ended up being a one-run victory. They had an 8-run lead. So I still, like, just because you won doesn't mean you made the right decision. He turned an 8-run lead into a 1-run win by the end of it. So you can try that all you want. That's one of the worst decisions in managerial history.
A one early July win is what it is in the big picture.
Right, which is why you should go for the perfect game.
No, but now it's in the past. No, it wasn't a good decision, but they are above 500, and they are playing well.
I feel like I've got him staggered in the first round.
He doesn't even know.
I don't think he knows which corner to go to.
He's Egypt in the last 10 minutes of that game.
I love Clayton McCullough.
Let's get headlines here. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you'll find your...
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyers rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Abuelito, and when you want a low price, you save with your Pricito. Save now with your Pricito at Doral Kia.
So there is another World Cup game coming up a little bit later today. Jimmy's rocking his Colombia jersey. Jimmy just picks everybody. Like, that's his fandom.
I'm down with that. I'm okay with that. He's a fan of sports. He's a fan of sports.
I have a variety.
Yeah. Last night, after the loss, he's like, let's go Spain.
Right, but like immediately
that
the U.S.
Yeah,
loses.
That's right.
And now he's like, let's go Spain.
Yeah. That's right.
Even though the day Spain and Portugal played, he was wearing a Portugal jersey.
Listen, he goes with
the moment. No, I did not. I wore a Spain jersey.
Yeah.
Do you say you're a righty?
Me?
Who?
What did you just say? I'm a what? I'm a righty?
No, I think he said he has a variety.
A variety of fandom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, I don't like that.
I do as well.
Do you?
Yeah. Root for the Heat, root for the Bulls,
yeah.
Root for the Bears, root for the Dolphins, root for the Hurricanes.
Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, AFC Bournemouth, big Bournemouth guy.
I think Bournemouth signed a Uruguayan.
They did.
Yesterday. Yeah, I'm excited
they
about
did.
That.
Let's go. La Celeste.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So today at 4, it's during our show, by the way, yeah. Colombia versus Switzerland. The winner plays
Argentina.
You know
I'm rooting for Switzerland.
Of course, you were just there.
I was just there. In fact, I brought you guys some Swiss treats.
Oh, look at that.
This is
nice.
This is Gruyere cheese.
What is it?
Gruyere.
Why your mouth do that in the middle?
You've never heard of the Gruyere region of Switzerland?
It's cheese in a box?
Yeah, it's cheese in a box. Yeah, you've nailed it. You've nailed it. And then from Italy, I got you guys some Italian cookies.
Ooh, that looks good, man.
Nah, that does look good.
Yeah.
Jimmy, which one are you going to try? The crackers or the cookies or a little bit of each?
I think I'm going to try the cheese.
All right. It's a cracker. I don't want it's a Crowder decided it was a box of cheese. I don't want you to be disappointed when it's a box of crackers. But.
That's fine.
Save me a cookie. I want a Grisby.
All right. One Grisby is yours.
Oh, that's pistachio filling?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be a banger.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be a banger.
Yeah. They know how to do it in Italy.
Yeah. That's real Italian too, pistachio cookie. Thanks, Hawk.
Anytime.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Nothing
that.
But the best at what the airport has to offer.
Can't go wrong with that.
I was going to bring you a Toblerone.
Those Toblerones are hard, man. Like biting into them.
They're good, though.
No, they're good, it's a big bite.
Oh, you got that at the duty-free store?
Yeah, of course.
Come on, man.
What do you want me to do? Lug a box of crackers around Switzerland?
Come on, man. That's so tourist to go to the duty-free store.
Less touristy than lugging some crackers and cookies across Europe.
I want you to bring a fresh cannoli in your bag.
David had his last fresh cannoli last night. There was a couple left in the fridge.
Do those travel well, cannolis?
We had them in the fridge, and then he would thaw it out overnight and whatever. But no, it's not like getting it at the place that had the pack of cigarettes behind the glass. But can only do what you can do.
Yes.
The Marlins, as Hawk mentioned, do play the Mariners tonight. They open up a 6-game homestand prior to the Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend or All-Star Break. I don't think they play on a weekend. Switzerland, Colombia is coming up at 4 p.m. No real big news on the LeBron front. Yesterday was interesting. I know we'll get to it coming up in a few minutes here with Ira, but very interesting that the Heat announced they're selling those number 34 Giannis Antetokounmpo jerseys. People go to the arena and buy them online. And then,
well, one thing if you buy them online, because that's no big deal.
Right.
People who went to the Kaseya Center or one of the team stores because they had them. The Heat, I was going to ask this of Ira. The Heat never make a misstep like that.
Right.
Never. The Heat are the most buttoned up organization in town. They never make that misstep. And I don't know. My assumption is Giannis said, yeah, I'm wearing 34. Gets on the live stream yesterday. And who's that guy? Neo? Neo says, hey, would you consider changing your number and listen to this new song that I wrote? And so, and Giannis, I think off the cuff, was like, yeah, I would consider a new number. And they go, because did you see it? And they're like, how about 7? He's like, yeah, 7, that sounds good. And I think he's like, okay. And then the Heat were like, well, oh, okay, he's number 7 now. Isn't that Goran's number?
It was Goran's number. And Kyle Lowry, who announced his retirement today, and Lamar Odom.
I mean, I don't think you can give him Goran's number.
Yes, you can. Let's not act crazy.
Goran did his job as a member of the culture, to Heat culture, that is, Crowder, to campaign for Giannis to come to Miami.
He did.
He did.
How so?
Did you have to clarify the culture?
Yeah, well, I don't know if Goran's invited to the cookout or not. And I know I'm not, so I don't want to speak on behalf of that culture.
Listen, Goran doesn't mind showing up anywhere he's not invited because he's been to about 87 Heat games in the last two seasons, and they obviously don't want him around.
You're not invited, Solana. Goran can come if he wears that big-ass knee brace.
Or he takes seven suits for the price of two suits.
I have 46 suits for the price of half a pant.
Yeah, Goran has a podcast now, Gogi's Garage.
Yeah.
And he had Giannis on. I think it was the first guest. And he was telling him how great Miami is. You got to think about his knees long term, how the weather here is good for his knees.
It's another one for the narrative. It was Wade who brought LeBron here, right. And it was Goran who brought Giannis. I mean, this Riley's walking around like Weekend of Bernie's.
Can't catch a break, man. Your weather. You know, Riley haters are going to use that too, 100%. Like, genuinely.
Well, the one who brought it up. I had no idea until you mentioned it.
Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 92 degrees and it is hot. Tonight, the lows will be in the 70s. This weather report is brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping homeowners stay safe this storm season. Visit tornadoroofing.com for a free roof and window estimate.
Somebody puts on the chat, we're getting DeMar or Beal. Who do you guys want? Well, we all want Beal. All right, Ira Winderman is going to join us in the next segment. We can't wait for Bradley Beal. Ira Winderman is going to join us in the next segment, and we'll talk some Heat. Ask him if DeMar DeRozan or Bradley Beal is someone who may be wearing a Heat uniform come the season. All right, don't go anywhere. Ira Winderman from the Sun Sentinel is next.
I want Beal.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Ooh, he kicked the hell out that one. Goal!
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Ira Winderman is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He has covered the Miami Heat for almost four decades. Four decades. Longer than you've been alive, Solana. He is.
Yeah, it's true.
He's heading to Vegas for Summer League tomorrow. Ira, you have packed your number 34 Giannis jerseys. I know you bought a few yesterday. And what else did you pack? Some sunscreen. And what do you bring, like tens of thousands of dollars in cash?
You know, with my line of credit there in Vegas, I really don't need that. So I just show up. I get this thing that you common people don't know is called a marker, and yeah. I sort of just go from there.
I've heard about it from Joey Porter, I believe. Joey Porter had a marker.
Yeah. 200 grand, Ira. Joey Porter had a $200,000 marker at the Palms.
And like Joey, I also have a lien on my house at the moment because of last summer's trip to Las Vegas.
I have a magic marker in case I need to highlight something. Ira, the misstep from the Heat yesterday, and I want to talk about Giannis and all this stuff. I just happened to find it fascinating that they're selling number 34 Giannis jerseys, and the Heat never make a mistake like that. They are the most buttoned-up organization, certainly in South Florida, but I would say in the nation. They never air that way. And I'm curious what you think happened. Do you think Giannis told them that he's taking 34, ends up doing that live stream? They suggest, hey, what about changing your number? And he made like a momentary split decision and decided to go with number 7?
Yeah, I think they were totally caught off guard. I don't think there was any way they knew that was coming. I think just like all of us out there, it's wait, what, really? And they, because you could see it, every marketing they did, it was with a number 34 jersey. And then they had a hustle. And you know what? It just shows the power the players have these days. Because any lesser player would be, you're not taking Ryan Conwell's jersey. That kid's already wearing it in San Francisco in Summer League. It's just so different. And you know what? We talk about LeBron and all these guys, and they come in, and people think that they're pushing it too much. The superstar in sports gets whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And here's the crazy thing. If Giannis decides today, yeah, you know, I'm going to stay with 34. Boom. They'll put him back on there. They'll undo him. They'll resell him. Because when you're the superstar, you make the decisions. And that's what Giannis did. I do think it started on a whim. I think that he had absolutely no idea. I mean, think about this, guys. They knew for 2 weeks that Giannis Antetokounmpo was coming. And they went ahead and gave number 7, a sort of storied number in the franchise. Obviously, Goran Dragic, the great Kyle Lowry, the great Khalil Ware. And they went and gave it anyway to Ryan Conwell so they can have no idea whatsoever. And then I like what Ryan Conwell said after the game last night in San Francisco. It's like, well, did you sell him the number? Did you? Yeah, he's Giannis. He takes whatever he wants.
And Ira, to that point of us normal people, like that communication with Pat and Spo and, you know, all the people in the organization, when those guys come in, like we think everybody's sitting down in a room and deciding on everything. Is that realistic, or is it when they get in town and when they're face-to-face every day?
Oh, there is a ton of spontaneity. You know what? He'll even do their travel schedules. And before a trip, Giannis will go, yeah, 9 o'clock doesn't work for me. Let's make it 2:30. I got plans. My kid has to go to the dentist. And they change it. The superstar in basketball, maybe outside of Solana would know this, the superstar in soccer. I mean, Ronaldo gets whatever he wants. Messi gets whatever he wants. But I think even more than the quarterback in football, the superstar in basketball, because only 5 play at a time, gets whatever he wants. So you can say all you want. We have Heat structure. We have Heat rules. Look, what was the biggest story when LeBron left? They didn't let him have his damn chocolate chip cookies. Believe me, whatever. I know for a fact now, because I checked. The first Heat flight, for some reason, baklava for everyone. So believe me, he's taking care of everyone.
Ira, perhaps a trivial question, because in the grand scheme, it doesn't matter. I think Wade and LeBron proved that this can be worked out. But when LeBron came here in 2010, the question was nationally, well, whose team does this belong to? Is it Dwayne Wade's team? Is it LeBron's team? And ultimately, I think LeBron James took that from Dwayne Wade, and Wade willingly gave that up. Whose team is this? Because Bam Adebayo is, you know, the guy who carries the culture forward after Wade, and then UD handed him the torch. And Pat Riley has said time and time again he wants to build around Bam Adebayo. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, to your point, is the superstar. Does it matter whose team it is? And does Giannis want it to be his team?
Well, first, we know it's still Mario Chalmers' team, but we'll go on from there. But when you look at this team, But Bam is the perfect guy to have here because he's been unassuming. He's let everyone else be the star. Boy Wonder, Tyler Hero, petulant Jimmy Butler. He just does his role. He does it well. He goes back, you know, talks about his mom, Family Guy. It's the perfect guy to go from a number one to a number two. And guys, I got to be honest. Bam never was a number one. He was sort of foisted into that because of the Jimmy trouble and the trade they had to make and other things that went sour. So, yeah, everyone knows this is Giannis's team. But like Giannis said in his farewell video, it's one thing to have been the guy in one place, but you still have to come in and reestablish. A lot of you know this with Bumpgate and LeBron, with Eric Spoelstra in Dallas and all he went through and the whole villain thing. This is something that Giannis never has had to sort of go through before. So it's going to be interesting to see how much he seizes the moment and how much he tries to be team player. The two differences here versus anywhere else, the legacy of Pat Riley. We saw that when Tim Hardaway showed up yesterday. And Eric Spoelstra's worldwide respect from the Olympic Games. You know, Giannis has spent plenty of international time with Eric Spoelstra. So I think those two factors. Who's the man in Miami? Until he leaves, Pat Riley's the man. Who's the man on game day for the Heat? Until he's done, Eric Spoelstra's the man. It's a lot easier. When you have that at the top, you can make anything work except Jimmy Butler.
Now, when you add LeBron James into the mix, who's the man?
I think LeBron knows. This is, you know, I was thinking about this, Hawk, last night, and some of these cockamamie places LeBron might go to, Denver or Minnesota, and I keep thinking of things like Patrick Ewing in his Seattle Supersonics and Orlando Magic jersey. Robert Parrish playing for Charlotte and even Chicago.
Oh, I don't even remember him playing for Charlotte.
Yeah, he did. This has to make sense. If LeBron goes to Cleveland, it's a beautiful story. If he comes to Heat, it's a fascinating return. But anywhere else, it's like, what's he doing here? This makes no sense. If he comes to Miami, it'll be seamless. I kid about the chocolate chip cookies that Pat Riley took off the plane, but there's plenty to commiserate. There's plenty. They've been through the battles together. It makes sense. But if you're asking me, please don't aggregate. I know every writer says that these days. Cleveland makes too much sense. It's just, if you're going to go out and you're not going to do it just for the money, to me, that makes the most sense. And I really can't wait to see him fight with the ball with James Harden at the end of games. Because if you think he went crazy with J.R. Smith, when J.R. Smith dribbled out the ball in a loss in the finals, can you imagine putting up with playoff James Harden?
And do we need to add more? Because I use the analogy with bringing LeBron, like build the most beautiful home and he'll move in. Do we have to add more? Because if we add more, now we're taking money away from LeBron. Like, how do the Heat get LeBron James?
You know, this whole thing about the Heat not having enough, and Solana knows this, he was around the Heat all last year. What about Andrew Wiggins? What about Davion Mitchell? Like, there's talent here also. Everyone is sort of saying they just have Giannis and Bam, but there are other players who contributed in a winning way on this roster, and they'll get a couple of other players. They have up to two spots left. To me, the most curious thing, again, I'm not thinking that LeBron comes here, but if he does, is the Bronny James factor. Because right now it looks like the Heat are only going to fill two roster spots to stay close enough to the hard cap that they can add a player in case of injury, emergency, late in the season. So if LeBron is one and you have to trade for Bronny with the Lakers and the other, then you're done. Then Channing, we can sit here and say, is this enough? But they can get one more piece, whether it's a Bradley Beal, like you mentioned, and a resurrection. I happen to like DeMar DeRozan because I know he'll give you clutch baskets, because the one thing this team doesn't have right now is a shot creator. Matter of fact, I'll throw it around the horn with you three guys and ask you this. Tie game, 5 seconds to go, Heat out of timeouts, inbounding from the far baseline, so they have to bring it up. Which Heat player right now is their shot creator at the close of a game on the current roster?
Nikola Jovic.
You know what? For Serbia's national team, you might be right because Jokic
hooping.
Is too...
Oh, stop it.
He's
yeah.
hooping.
Stop it.
He's hooping.
He is. In FIBA, he's fine.
They would have peddled him. They would have peddled him in his contract this offseason if they could have, yes?
In a heartbeat, yeah. But they don't have any more draft capital that makes it easy enough to get off $62 million. My point being right now, I don't know who that is. I know I don't want Giannis shooting a jumper at the end of the game. I don't want Bam to have to go full court. It might be sort of a crazy run, you know, head down to the basket by Pella Larsen, but they don't have that guy in an end game who's the shot creator. Tim Hardaway, he's a shooter. He's not a shot creator. It might be. Remember how the last season ended. It was Davion Mitchell going full court and getting his shot blocked at the end of a game. That still might be as good as it is. So, Channing, when you talk about is their roster full and complete, you can't have an NBA roster without a shot creator because you know you're going to play in clutch games. And in clutch games, you have to have the guy. Giannis doesn't play that game. Bam doesn't play that game. That, to me, is the plus one I'm still waiting on. I'll take DeMar Rosen. He will pull up into a mid-range jumper, and he's so good, he will either get fouled in a tie game for a free throw, or he'll make the jumper. At least he'll give you something. Right now, they don't have that.
Hey, Hawk hates Bradley Beal. I don't know why, Iroh, but he hates Bradley Beal.
I hate the conversation. I don't hate Bradley Beal. We've talked about Bradley Beal for a decade. I'm done. I'm tired of talking about Bradley Beal.
No, I mean, I still remember when Bradley Beal helped Dr. Naismith, you know, hook up the peach basket there. He's been around in Heat conversation so long.
But literally, it's almost been a decade that we've been talking about Bradley Beal. Let's move on here.
He's also 3 years removed, which in NBA years is a long time, from being a really good high-scoring player. But the injuries are a concern. That's why when people go, DeMar DeRozan, he's 36. He only shoots two-point baskets, but he does it. And he's available. And he can get it done. I think that's the direction they have to look right now. That's why I was surprised they didn't make a play for Anthony Simons. Yeah, he might be an out-of-control shot creator, but at least he's a shot creator. I mean, it's almost like they need to like go to Indeed or something and advertise for one.
Let's say they don't get Bradley Beal or DeMar DeRozan. Let's say the roster is what the roster is, essentially. Yes. You've got Bam, Giannis, Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, Pelle Larsson. Who am I missing? Tim Hardaway,
Bobby Portis. Right. Simone Fontecchio. Don't forget.
I was just in Italy.
Right.
What are they in the East?
Here's the thing. We talked about this at the top here. It depends on Giannis's level of motivation. If he's, I want to show I can still do it. I'm still the man. I'm still worth that extension. That's going to pay me $60 million a year. Ultra motivated 70 game. Giannis Antetokounmpo, they're in the top three in the East. If he doesn't have it, this will turn into a horrible trade because all of a sudden you've given up the whole ship. You've given up your entire draft future and you're paying the guy $50 to $60 million a year. This is absolute blind faith, but desperate times. And that's what they were, Hawk, four straight years in the play-in, call for desperate measures. So this is an all out Hail Mary, but at least you're doing it on a Hall of Famer.
Does it feel like in your gut that it's going to work? I feel like it's going to work. I feel like he's motivated. I feel like last season was kind of an aberration. And I think Giannis and Bam, I was saying this yesterday, they're not load management guys. They're not guys who want to take time off. Like, those guys like to play.
I think talent trumps all. And you're talking that at least 40% of your lineup is all-star, all-NBA level. And again, don't sell short Andrew Wiggins. Don't sell short Davion Mitchell. Don't sell short Tim Hardaway. Yes, in case of injuries, they're screwed. Everyone's screwed in case of injuries. I think there is enough there. In an East that is very competitive, but there is no Thunder. There is no San Antonio Spurs. There's not that level. So I'm saying, can the Heat play 50-plus win basketball? Yes. In the East, that's all you need. In the West, you got 60-win basketball with the Thunder and with the Spurs. It's a different league, which is why it makes so much more sense if LeBron at least wants to get back to the NBA Finals, that the East is his path, and that's where I think it goes through.
And Iroh, explain to me the Jaylen Brown thing, because I've heard so much stuff and unnamed sources saying he's the smartest guy in the room and all. There is no way Jaylen Brown should have went for a 1 or 2 and a 467-year-old Paul George. What happened? Why did the Celtics do that just to get rid of Jaylen Brown?
Because the NBA is a hard cap, salary cap league more and more, and the percentage of his salary versus his productivity from a team standpoint, he wound up being overpaid. The problem with the NBA is this. Instead of guys negotiating contracts, there's a maximum. So what do you want? I want it all. And that's the only decision that the Celtics and other teams got to make, is decide whether to give him all or not. He was overpaid, Channing. So in other words, Jaylen Brown, is he a $60 million player? God bless him, no. Is he a $50 million player? We can debate it. And this sounds crazy. If he was a $40 million player, you wouldn't trade him. But when you have a hard cap, you have to make difficult decisions. It's almost like the Panthers with Bobrovsky. Is he better possibly than any goalie they have now on their roster? You can make the argument, but for the money he wanted, they couldn't fit it in a hard cap. So Jaylen Brown in a no cap baseball world, if he was Ohtani, I don't care if he's making $90 million. There ain't no hard cap. They're just a tax I've got to pay. But in a hard cap sport, you have to constantly do this cost-effective equation. That's what the Heat did with Tyler Hero when they didn't extend him. And that's why they didn't want to extend Tyler Hero, because they realized that his price point would be of his over his value relative to a hard cap. That's where Jaylen Brown got into a trap. No fault of his own. He simply made too much money. And people ask me this all the time. You cannot renegotiate in the NBA. It's not like other sports. If you were due X amount, you can't walk in unless you rip up your contract and say, you know what? I'll take 50 to help the team. You can do it ahead of time like Jalen Brunson did. But once you're locked in, you're locked in. Jaylen Brown's biggest fault was not being the smartest guy in the room. No problem with smart guys. His biggest problem was he made too much money. He negotiated too good a deal for himself.
And no one on this video stream can say the same. No one here makes too much money, and no one has negotiated.
I think Ira's doing well.
Too good a deal for themselves.
Wait. Ira on layoff paper university? Come on, guys. Come on. I'm glad I'm still here. Every morning I check the email to make sure it still works.
Read Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel and follow Ira on social media at Ira Heat Beat. Safe travels to Vegas, Ira.
Yes, read me the Sun Sentinel at least today. Thank you, guys.
There you go, Ira Winderman. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, It's nice to have one that's got you. We share health. We got you.